No, don't try to sneak open the door, Pam. Look through the keyhole.
That's what I did.
What'd you see?
An eye.
A human eye?
Well, I hope it was human. Because if I saw it, it must have seen me.
Mr. and Mrs. North, starring Alice Frost and Joseph Curtin. Listen as Pam and Jerry solve the mystery, Murder Mismanaged. The man in the unpressed suit is still a little unsteady as he rises heavily from his bed and consults a mirror on the bedroom wall. It's almost noon. The effects of a late night spent at a neighborhood bar have lingered into the morning after, leaving him with a pair of red-rimmed eyes and a handful of shaky fingers.
Sally? Sally, what time is it?
Oh, you're up, Arnold?
Yeah, I'm up. What'd you think I was doing in here, walking in my sleep? A cup of coffee in the house?
Yes, Arnold. I'll get it for you.
Make it snappy, will you? I gotta throw some water on my face, get down to the store. I'm late.
Maybe you better not go to the store today. I mean, looking the way you do, maybe you better stay home.
Sure. Just take the day off. Just like that. The old man would have a fit.
Arnold.
Well, wouldn't he? You don't have to stick up for him because he's your father. I know what a cheapskate he is.
Darling, I don't want to argue with you about father.
Well, then tell him to quit saying he's supporting me. Tell him to quit saying I married you for your money.
Why did you marry me, Arnold?
For the same reason you married me. Because you loved me. You thought it would work out. And you didn't know I'd never amount to anything.
Honey, I still love you. And I still think it can work out. If you just stop drinking so much and try to make a fresh start...
Honey, will you stop it? I gotta get down to the store.
No, wait.
I gotta get down there, I tell
you. Arnold, please, don't go to the store today. Stay with me.
You crazy?
Stay with me, Arnold. You've got to. My father doesn't want you to work for him anymore.
Doesn't want me... He told you that?
Well, he thinks you'd be better off in another kind of job. After all, a jewelry store
sure,
is not...
Sure, a jewelry store. This is the diamond garage. You gotta be careful. Who's working for you?
He didn't say that.
I don't care what he said. That's what he means. He doesn't trust me no more. Thinks I'm stealing from him.
Arnold, listen.
So what? Now let go of my arm, will you? I'm going down that store.
No, please, you'll have a fight.
All right, then I'll have a fight. Now let go of...
Arnold, you're not going down there.
Let go of me, I said.
No. Honey, you hurt me.
All right, I'm sorry. Next time, don't get in my way.
One 4 1 0.
Hayden's Jewelry Store?
Yes, this is Mr. Hayden speaking.
Oh, Mr. Hayden, this is Mrs. North. I'm calling about my husband's watch. I left it with your son-in-law the other day, and he didn't seem to know when it'd be ready.
Why, it's ready right now, Mrs. North. You can pick it up any time you like.
Well, Mr. North and I'll be over a little later on. Thank you, Mr. Hayden.
You're quite welcome. Yes, Oh, it's you.
Hello, Pop. Surprised to see me?
Surprised isn't the right word, Arnold.
What is?
Well, I don't see any reason why we have to have an argument about it. Didn't Sally tell you I don't want you to work for me anymore?
Yeah, she told me.
Then why did you come down here?
I want to find out what's behind it. What's the real reason you're firing me, Mr. Hayden? I want to know the truth.
The truth is very simple. I can't stand the sight of you, Arnold. Never could. And when I think of what you've done to my daughter's life and mine, it makes me sick inside.
Is that all?
No, there's more. I'm going to take Sally away from you, Arnold, if it's the last thing I do. I'm going to take her away and put you where you belong, behind bars.
I thought you'd be coming to that.
And I thought you could be trusted. Until I read you were a thief.
Cut in your mouth. Another crap like that and I'll forget how old you are.
Slapping me won't do any good, Arnold. When I've got the proof, I'm going to the police.
You're not
going
to do nothing of the kind. And if I catch you calling up the police... We'll finish this later on, Pop. Somebody just came in the store.
No. Can I help you, sir?
Well, maybe you can, mister. I'm looking for a ring.
For yourself or for a... What are you doing?
Stay where you are, Grandpa. This is a sticker.
What?
You too, mister. Don't move. I've got you covered.
I'm not moving.
All right, then keep your trap shut. Do like I tell you. These trays over here, get them out. Come on, hurry it up. You helped him, Grandpa, and keep your hands away from that burglar alarm. I'm not fooling.
I didn't think you were.
Okay, Trey's on the case and turn around. Turn around, I said.
That's what I'm doing.
Hey, you!
Wow, look out!
Where are you going, Pam? The jewelry store's over here.
Oh, that's right. I was thinking we were on Sixth Avenue.
Now, don't tell me you gave my watch to the wrong place.
Oh, no. This is right, dear. I spoke to Mr. Hayden about an hour ago.
Only what?
For heaven's sake, look at the crowd, Jerry.
Something must have happened inside the store. There's policemen outside.
Keep moving, please. We'll move right along.
Somebody must have been hurt. Excuse me, please. Excuse me.
Just a minute, lady. You can't go in there.
Oh, but we have to. My husband has a watch in there, and Mr. Hayden's a very special friend of ours.
Well, my orders.
Thank you, officer. We won't be in the way.
All right, dear. All right. Give me a chance. You shouldn't have come in here anyway. That's Amherst.
Go ahead, Jerry. They're just standing there.
Darling, will you stop pushing? I'll ask Mr. Hayden's son-in-law. What happened, Mr. Anson?
Huh?
What happened?
Oh, I didn't recognize you, Mr. North. We had a robbery in here, and I'm still kind of shaky about it. The old man was almost shot.
Good heavens, how?
Oh, he got rattled, tried to set off the burglar alarm, so the stick-up man hit him with a gun. Yeah, he knocked him cold.
Oh, shame.
Yeah, I may have to take him to hospital.
I don't think that will be necessary, Arnold.
Mr. Hayden, are you all right?
I am now. The doctor says I can go home if I want to.
Well, maybe you better. Maybe you better get right in the bed. You stay here, Pop. I'll get the car and we'll both go home together.
No, I...
It won't take a minute. I'll be right back.
Mr. North, don't let him take me home. I don't want to be alone with him.
Why? What's the matter, Mr. Hayden?
I'm afraid... Afraid of what he might do to me. He's tried to kill me already.
What do you mean?
My head, this blow I got. It wasn't from the stick-up man. It was Arnold who hit me.
Hello?
Hello, honey. This is me.
Arnold, where are you? I've been worried about you all day. Why haven't you called me?
Well, I would have, baby, only we had a little trouble down at the store.
Trouble? With Father?
No, not that kind of trouble. Somebody robbed the place.
Oh, no.
Yeah, hold up, man. He got away with three trays.
He didn't hurt anybody, did he?
Well, your old man got pushed around a little, but he's okay now. A couple of friends of his, Mr. and Mrs. North, are driving him home.
Where are you?
Well, I stopped off for a little drink, honey.
Oh, Arnold, please, come home, darling.
Now, don't you worry about me, baby. I'm turning over a new leaf.
Honey.
New leaf, I tell you. For a while there, I thought your old man wasn't going to let me, but after what happened today, everything's going to be fine. Fine.
I'm so glad you could drive me home, Mr. North. I needed this chance to talk to you.
Think Arnold was the one who hit you, Mr. Hayden.
It's the truth, I tell you. For months now, Arnold's been stealing from the store, substituting cheap imitations for valuable diamond rings.
You're
joking. He's a thief, Mrs. North. And this robbery today was a deliberate attempt to cover it up.
You mean he wanted the store robbed? He
wanted it and made it possible for the hold-up man to do the job.
Oh, now, wait a minute, Mr. Hayden. That's a pretty broad statement.
It's not a statement, Mr. North. It's the only explanation for what happened. And if he's gone this far, he'll go the rest of the way. He'll kill me.
He won't do anything if you can prove what you just told us.
But I can't prove it. Now that the jewels are gone, it's my word against his.
Well, we'll see what we can do, Mr. Hayden. In the meantime, just be careful. And keep away from Arnold.
Hello, Pop.
Hmm? Arnold.
Yeah, Arnold. What took you so long to get home? You left the store before I did.
Well, I had a long talk with Mr. and Mrs. North. And then I stopped off to see Sally at your apartment.
What about?
About you. And what happened this afternoon?
That's what I thought. You're doing everything you can to turn her against me, ain't you?
Am I? I don't think she needs any help from me. She knows it all now.
Knows what?
What'd you tell her?
The truth about you and what happened today.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Now stay where you are, Arnold. I'm ready for you this time. I have a gun.
I don't care what you got. You're not going to blame me for something I didn't do.
But you did hit me, Arnold. And you were stealing from the store. And I can prove it.
You're crazy.
You're right. I the man at the store. I have his name right here on this piece of paper. His name and his address. And
I
took out, Arnold. This gun is loaded.
All right, then go ahead and use it. Go ahead. Shoot me.
I will if you come any nearer.
Oh, no, you won't. Arnold, drop that gun. Drop it before... Mr. Hayden!
Well, come right in, Lieutenant Wigand. It's nice to see you.
Oh, hello, Jerry. Waiting for me?
Almost an hour, Bill. Don't you ever come back to your office?
Not when there's work to be done. Well, what's on your mind?
Well, I don't suppose this is exactly your line, Bill, but you might be able to help us out.
Out of what?
Well, it could be murder eventually. But right now, it's only the threat of it.
With whom?
A man by the name of Hayden. He's a jeweler, Bill, and his son-in-law is thinking of killing him.
Are you kidding?
No. What?
Well, I just came from Hayden's apartment. His son-in-law shot him in the shoulder.
Shot him? When was this?
Oh, about 3/4 of an hour ago. It was just a flesh wound.
Well, that's enough, isn't it? This afternoon, he robbed Mr. Hayden's store and hit him over the head with a candle holder.
Yes, Mr. Hayden was telling me.
Well, you're going to do something about it, aren't you? I mean, a guy like that should be put away.
He was put away, Jerry.
You arrested him?
No, we didn't have to. He was dead.
Arnold? Mr. Hayden's son-in-law?
That's right, Ben. We found his body in a dark alley about 2 blocks from where he lived. Somebody shot him.
This way, Jerry. The police will be found in the hall.
Well, I don't know why we came here, dear, or what you expect to prove.
I don't expect to prove anything, dear. I'd just like to know a little bit more about Mr. Hayden's daughter.
But she isn't home. The police haven't been able to find her.
Well, then maybe we'll find something that'll help us find her.
What?
Never mind, Alice. Just try the door. The policeman said they left it open.
They did. Well, I feel awful funny about barging in here.
Why? Bill told us it was all right. I'll bet anything he'd like us to get him a good lead on this case.
Then why don't we go see Mr. Hayden instead of fooling around here? After all...
Wait a second. That's the phone, Jerry.
What are you going to do?
Answer it, of course. Hello?
Hello, Sally.
Yes.
I gotta see you right away.
Who is this?
Hey, Manny. I've been laying low, like you told me. Only I didn't expect no double cross.
What do you mean?
You know what I mean. What's the idea of sending your husband around to see me?
Arnold?
Who else? How many husbands you got?
Well, I don't understand.
In a pig's eye, you don't understand. He had my name and address on a little piece of paper. You know what he threatened to do?
What?
Tell the cops. He said I was in this just as much as he was. And if I made one move, it's what?
Damn.
What's the idea, Sally? What are you trying to pull?
Nothing.
Well, you've got a lot of explaining to do. You better do it fast. Look, I'll meet you over at my place in about an hour. Just as soon as I make sure it's safe.
Where do you live?
Oh, you know where I live. On the second floor over Mulroy's bar. Now be there.
Okay, Manny. I'll be there. See you later.
Yeah.
Now, what did you get yourself into?
Oh, well, nothing yet. But as soon as we find out where Mulroy's bar is, we are going over to Manny's place. Only we're going a little earlier than he expects us.
Who in the world is Manny?
Oh, the figure. But they're going to find out. Quiet now, Jerry. We mustn't let anyone know we're here.
Well, where are we? I don't see any apartments on this floor.
This door right here. If I'm not mistaken... Yes, yes.
What is? Is what?
Manny's place. His name's on the card.
Take it easy. There may be somebody in there.
Well, there shouldn't be.
But there is.
Who's there?
Jerry, it's Mr. Hayden's daughter.
What?
Sally, what are you doing here?
Well, I was waiting for someone. I had a message. To meet somebody here.
Who?
Well, I don't know what his name is.
But, Sally, I think you'd better tell us the truth.
The police are looking for you.
Yes, I know. I've been hiding from them. I suppose it's wrong, but there's something I've got to find out before I tell them.
Tell them what? About Arnold?
About everything. I've got to tell somebody. I'll go out of my mind if I don't. There's nobody I can turn to.
Is it because you killed him?
No! I didn't kill him. I tried to help Arnold, but everything turned out so badly. And then when I saw my father tonight, when you dropped him off at my apartment, I made a terrible mistake.
In what way?
I told him about Manny.
The one who lives here?
Yes. I never should have talked. If I hadn't said anything, Arnold might still be alive. But my father kept pounding at me, so hammering at me. As soon as he walked in the door, he accused Arnold of being a thief. He said he had proof that Arnold had struck him. That the whole robbery...
Struck me when I reached for the burglar alarm. And what's more, he planned it. And things stick up.
Father, it's not so. You're always against Arnold, no matter what he does.
Oh, Sally, Sally, how can you defend this man? How can you go on protecting him when he treats you the way he does? There isn't an ounce of decency in him.
I love him, Father. And he loves me.
Does he? Is that why you stick to him? Well, then maybe you'd better know the truth. Maybe you'd better know what he does when he doesn't come home to you.
Father!
He's no good, Sally. For 3 weeks, I hired a private detective to follow him wherever he went. And every time he didn't come home, he was out with another woman.
That's a lie.
That's a matter of record, Sally. I have the names and addresses of every one of the women he went out with. And some of them he gave presents to. Expensive jewelry that he probably stole from my store.
And it's true. He doesn't even love me.
Not what I call love. I'm sorry, darling. I thought I could spare you this, but...
Father, I would have known sooner or later, and I'm glad you told me. But you're wrong about Arnold at the store today.
Wrong?
He might have struck you to cover up the fact that he'd been stealing. But he had nothing to do with the holdup.
How do you know?
I know. Because I was trying to cover up for him, too. I hired that holdup man myself. Mistake I made. I never should have told him. I never should have given him Manny's name.
Manny is the man who held up the store?
Yes, I hired him because I thought it would help my husband.
Well, he might have killed Arnold. When I spoke to him on the phone, he said your husband had been over here.
That's what I wanted to find out. If Arnold knew him, if Arnold had been to see him.
See who?
Manny.
What's going on here, Sally? Oh, your friends.
We're Mr. and Mrs. Nord, Manny. And before you reach for that gun of yours, I might as well warn you that the police know we're here.
What else do they know?
Enough to you, Waters. I think it would be a good idea if Sally had a chance to identify you.
I think it'd be a good idea the three of you took a trip to the morgue. On a stretcher.
That'll make a lot of noise.
It'll make a lot more noise if I give you a chance to open your mouths.
Why? What have we got on you, Manny?
Nothing, sister. Ain't gonna get nothing, neither. Now stand up. All of you. Face the wall.
What's your idea?
Face the wall, I said.
Manny, please don't shoot.
Who's gonna shoot? I'm gonna beat it, Sally, and I ain't ever coming back.
Oh, now don't be upset, Jerry. I know you couldn't help letting Manny get away last night. Just glad you didn't get hurt.
Well, we might have if we tried to hold him. Hey, where are you taking us, Bill?
Oh, in here for a while. It's a lineup. We had the net out this morning, and it's just possible we picked up your friend Manny.
He's not our friend.
Well, if you see him, just let me know.
All right, Sergeant.
Yes, sir. Come on here, guys. Stand up straight. When you hit the light, face front. I'll tell you when you can go.
Holy mackerel. Where in the world did you find these guys?
No Manny?
Not yet.
Try the next bunch, Sarge.
All right. Come on now. Keep moving. Move along.
He's a short man, Bill. Short and stocky.
You see him?
Hey, wait a minute, Pam. Isn't that him, the second one from the left?
Oh, yeah, I don't know, Jerry, but we only saw him for a minute last night.
That's him, all right. Look, I was trying to hide.
Hey, you! No, you, that's right. Say something.
I didn't do nothing, Lieutenant. I just flew in from Cleveland.
That's right, Jerry, that's him.
No, it's not.
That's enough, Manny. Come on down here.
But I tell you, I can't...
That's enough, I said. Think Mr. and Mrs. North are lying? I've got some other people down here to identify you. Come on in, Mr. Hayden.
Thank you, Lieutenant.
You recognize this name?
Which one?
Well, this one over here, Manny. Isn't this the guy who held up your store yesterday?
Why, no, I've never seen this man before in my life.
He's lying, Bill. He's lying to protect his daughter. That's why she won't say anything either.
But why? How can Hayden protect his daughter by saying that this Manny guy didn't rob the store?
Well, that makes sense. If he denies that Manny robbed the store, it's the same as saying that somebody else robbed it. Somebody who hasn't been found yet. Somebody who will never be found and who will never be able to testify.
Oh, I see. Hayden's convinced that Manny's testimony will convict his daughter. And since she had a good motive for the murder, her father's willing to commit perjury to protect her.
But how is her father so sure that Sally's guilty? How does he know that Manny didn't kill Arnold?
I'll tell you how he knows. He knows because he killed Arnold himself.
Mr. Hayden?
Well, he must have, Jerry. I hate to say it, but it's the only logical answer.
Hayden killed Arnold? For what reason?
Oh, for any number of reasons, Bill. Because of what Arnold was doing to his daughter. Because Arnold had ruined her life and she was still in love with him. There was no other way to get rid of him.
Then Mr. Hayden wasn't protecting his daughter. When he refused to identify Manny, he was protecting himself.
Was he? Only the murderer could have known that Manny wasn't guilty. And only the murderer would have refused to identify him.
Oh, fine, fine. But how am I going to prove it? You know, you two are just talking in the air.
No, they're not, Lieutenant. They're telling you the truth.
What? Well, careful what you say, Mr. Hayden. This can be held against you.
It doesn't matter. I've written you a full confession.
Why? What made you change your mind?
I knew you'd have broken me down sooner or later. I'd have broken myself down. A man like me can't live with murder in his heart. I'm too old and too tired to have resisted you. I realized that as soon as I lied to you this morning.
Mr. Hayden...
I made a great mistake, and I'm willing to pay for it. That's why I'm giving myself up.
You killed Arnold?
Yes, I killed him. Last night, after he left my apartment, I followed him and shot him. Because his life was taking 2 of ours. But that wasn't my mistake, Lieutenant. My mistake was not killing him sooner.
Pam! Oh, Pam, I've got to be at the office early this morning. What time is it?
It's 8:30 in here, darling. Oh, what time is it in there?
Well, that's why I asked, dear. The kitchen says 9 o'clock, and the living room says 7:30.
Well, that's about right.
What's about right? How is it we've got 7 clocks in this house, and nobody can ever tell the right time?
Don't say nobody, dear. I can always tell the right time.
How?
Well, first of all, I look at my watch, if I can find it. Mm-hmm. And if I can't, I know it stopped anyway, because I must have forgotten to wind it.
Then?
Then I take 10 minutes off the kitchen clock, add 10 minutes to the living room, and average them out. Unless the current's been turned off, because they're electric.
But how do you tell the time?
Well, if those two systems don't work, I have one way that never fails.
What's that?
I call downstairs and ask the doorman.